Eric Van Zandt, good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother.
Man, for the last few times I've gotten it perfect, press the buttons right, and sure enough, I have to show off my true professionalism at being unprofessional, because I'm the most professional at being unprofessional, and I do it with you of all people, man.
Hey, we got to stay humble.
Yes, sir, man. Good morning and welcome to the morning show, man. Thank you so much for calling in, brother. I am so excited to finally get to talk to you, man. And we're just gonna get right into it, man, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's great.
Man, the song The Devil's Neck is striking a chord here with all our listeners, but I got to imagine it's striking a chord with everybody that you're coming in contact with. Would I be correct in saying that?
Well, I mean, I hope so. It usually does one of two. I hope it does one of two things. If you know, to me, it's a true story, so it was easy to write. It was the quickest song I've ever written.
Really?
So I think the people that kind of feel it in a way of, you know, that was my mama too, or that was my daddy too, or that was my, you know, if you had somebody fighting that fight for you, you feel it that way. And then too, I think on the other side of it, you know, if you didn't come from that, if you didn't have that in your life, if you didn't have, you know, that kind of person there for you, I hope it's just encouragement that you become that person. You know what I mean? I hope it amps you up and gets you stoked to become that.
Right.
That fighter, you know what I mean, for your spouse, for your child,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. Go to spiritual war for them and fight for their soul. You know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
So,
well, man, we're gonna come back to that, but I want folks to get a little bit to know about you. You were with a well known band before you struck out on your own, called Seven Times Down. For those who are in the Christian rock world.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a successful band in the Christian rock world.
Yeah, we were all from Kentucky. We started the band together, built it from the ground up. Kind of started as a rock band, and then you know, I was in that, toured all across the country, outside of the country, for over a decade with those guys, and they're still my brothers. I still love them. You know, it wasn't a no bridges burned or anything there, no drama. It was just, you know, the music changed. And, you know, if you got a band, you got four people, you got four quarters of the dollar. And then when you add anything else to that, creatively, you know, you kind of have to push and pull with everybody. And, man, just being honest, I just had something on my heart, had music on my heart, and I had to let it manifest. You know what I mean? The only way I could do that is to step away and just do my own thing. So I'm having fun with it.
Man, I tell you what, I'm already a fan, but after just talking to you beforehand, before we got on the air, I'm definitely even more of a fan. I know I'm going to be more of a fan when we get done. But your style of music, man, is got that Skynyrd flavored type style, kind of reminiscent. I mean, your name, Van Zandt, I don't know if that lends any kind of creed to those guys. You know, do you even know who those guys are, man?
Yeah, no pressure, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know them personally, but yeah, it's Van Zandt. We're on the same tree. I don't know what branches we're at, but that's my family. And the coolest thing about it, I think, is when I started playing guitar at 13 years old, I remember a buddy of mine that was learning to play too. He came to grade school. I remember it like it was yesterday. He handed me a cassette tape, for those of us who remember what that is.
Yes, sir.
And he said, listen to the last song, man. You got to listen to the last song. He said, it starts out slow, but towards the end, it's going to blow your mind.
Freebird!
And it was Freebird, yeah. And, dude, that's honestly the big, I mean, I don't know if, you know, the heavens opened or whatever, but when I heard that, it was just decided that's what I'm doing with the rest of my life, and you know, that's what I am. And so I learned to play from Skynyrd. I learned every song front to back, backwards, forwards, bought everything they had it going, you know, everything that I could find on Skynyrd. And then I learned that there was Ronnie Van Zandt, and, you know, the Van Zandt brothers and all of that. So
yeah.
it's cool, man. It's cool.
Yeah. It's not even realizing that you were even on the same tree as him. That's pretty cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, man, that is something. So, you were raised in church, though.
I was, just a small little country church in Kentucky. You know, had if we had 20 members on Sunday morning, that was a big service. You know, it was one of those.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Was that, were you hardline Pentecostal? I'm shooting in the dark here, man.
Race Pentecostal, Pentecostal holiness. It was one of those Pentecostal slash holiness.
Oh yeah, man.
Independent churches, and you know, there's it's just like every other, you know, denomination. Uh-huh. All of that stuff. There's goods and there's bads. Yeah, you know, I'm really thankful for the truth that was there, and and I heard the gospel and came to know, you know, the Holy Spirit and Jesus in a real tangible way. And I can't be thankful enough for that. And then there's some other stuff that I've had to, you know, find out truth for my own, for myself and within Scripture, and stuff that I've, you know, said, well, I don't know if I'm, you know, really still subscribed to, you know, certain things within that. And, you know, like it is just life, you know, it's just your journey trying to seek truth and, you know, weed out tradition and weed out religion and focus on your relationship and focus on Scripture, you know. So
see, that's the key, man, relationship. That it always comes back, and that's been the biggest thing that I've been talking about here on the radio is relationship, man. That, you know, you get that relationship, the rest takes care of itself. Because when you start getting to know Jesus, man, I go back to my favorite scripture, work out your own salvation, because I can't work out anybody else's, and they can't work it out for me. You know, I have to work that out with Jesus himself. And you hit on it right there, brother. Relation. And now you have this is pretty much is this your first solo album out?
Yeah, that's my first project. It was I did a 4-song EP.
Okay.
And that's I forget when I actually released that. It's been a minute, not too long, a few months ago, maybe a year now, I'm not sure. But yeah, I've got 7 or 8 in the works right now. I'm getting ready to go back in the studio in the next few weeks.
So you're already working on your sophomore project then?
Yeah, I am. And the coolest thing about it, man, is that I'm independent right now. I don't have anybody speaking into how I'm playing, how I'm singing, what I'm singing. You know what I mean? I'm just doing me right now. And I think there's so much freedom when you don't care about all that other stuff.
Right.
You know, so I'm having fun just kind of writing and singing the way the Lord puts on my heart to do it. And so, you know, we'll see where it lands. I'll toss it out there.
Well, man, I'm telling you, the production is great, brother. It really is. And the videos themselves, man, I love the videos. Really.
Yeah. I'm having fun with it, man. It's literally just me and a good buddy of mine that believes in me. We're kind of on the same page, and we just get together and make music like they used to, you know, just hash it out in the studio and not worry about, you know, anything other than just making good art.
Yeah, man. One thing I'm loving about you too, dude, is you're so humble, because I'm having to say things for you, and like you've done played the Opry several times now. And that's one of the things you've done as well. And but this last time, I believe you were on the stage with Rhett Walker, you said,
my buddy Rhett.
Yeah.
Me and Rhett have been buddies for a long time. And Rhett's a good friend of mine. And, man, it goes back to just being real. I've been a lot of things other than real in my life, and they're exhausting. I can't do it. I was raised on a cattle farm in Kentucky, and I'm not wired to be anything other than just real, you know. So, and Rhett's the same way, you know. So I tour a lot with him, do shows with him, and just have a blast, you know.
I'd read a statement, man, where you were just playing, and you said, man, I love being able to share my faith and talk about salvation. And that really struck a chord with me, man, because there's not a whole bunch of folks that travel in the circles that you're traveling in that will stand up and say that. And that really stood out to me, man. So I got to give you kudos for that, brother, for saying that outwardly and openly, Because it just, you got the coolness factor, man, because, I mean, the music is definitely very cool, and it's definitely, I mean, that song could actually be an opening theme song to Sons of Anarchy or something like that. I mean,
hey, you know, that's funny. I've heard that so much. Everybody mentioned Sons of Anarchy when they were thinking, oh, yeah. Somebody needs to make a phone call and get me on this.
Well, the show's over with. I'm just saying that type of, you know, that style. Man. I mean, it fits. Yeah. It fits all of that. So if you were just listening music wise, it would fit that. So I'm just saying that it's that current. It's that mm-hmm. it's done that well in that. But for you to stand up and say, "Hey, man, I love to talk about salvation and my faith in that era or that style of music there, man, and where you're running right now, dude, is phenomenal, man. And that's great, dude, because somebody needs to be a light, man, and you're being that, man. So I praise the Lord for you, brother. That's great. Just great, man.
I appreciate that. I think so many Christian artists, if I can say that, they focus on making things work for certain demographics, and honestly, the lyric takes so much forefront, which mm-hmm. I understand the messages in lyric, I get that, but it seems like the musicality takes a back seat, and I didn't want to do that, you know. I didn't want to sound like quote unquote Christian music or any kind of music,
right,
really.
Right.
You know, I just wanted to play, you know, even scripture says play skillfully, even, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Loudly and skillfully. And anyway, I just wanted to do and play and sing and do, you know, what God wanted me to do without thinking about, you know, well, is this, am I saying Jesus enough, or am I, you know, doing this, or is the guitar is too loud, or, you know what I mean? Any of that stuff.
Right.
So I'm just,
right.
like I said, I'm having fun with me, and I'm feeling, you know, the freedom to, and people like that do what you do, the station that you have, and that's super encouraging to me, man. Soup, like, you don't even know, because I come from a background of so many different filters that you can't even express yourself, you know, the way that the Lord may have on your heart. So I appreciate what you guys do.
Well, man, thank you very much, dude. That is a great compliment, because that's what we're here for, too. Man, is our main goal is to reach the lost, and we do it through this type of music, man. And like I said, we call it Christian country, man, but we have that Southern rock-flavored Christian country, too, man. I mean, that goes mm-hmm. along with it. So your style of music definitely fits right into what we play. And
I love it.
Man,
yeah.
So you know, you definitely got a home here with us as well, man. So I want to say this, man. Whenever you're passing through, brother, you've got to stop in here and host a morning show with us.
Absolutely, that'd be a blast.
And I want to get with you, man, about coming down to our family reunion here that we have every year in March, man. We got all the artists come down here and the listeners, and we have a big get together, man. It's really cool. I want tell you about that. But listen, man, before I let you go, I want you to tell folks how they can get in touch with you, your music, and how they can get you if they, you know, need to get you in an event or something like that. Go ahead and let those folks know how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, that'd be great. So I'm on Facebook. I mean, you can probably I'm Googleable. you can put my name in Google and find me. You'll probably find some Seventh Time Down stuff. You'll probably find some Rhett Walker stuff. You'll find some of my own stuff. You can go to ericvanzant.com is the website. I'm on Instagram, Eric_VanZant. On Facebook, as far as the music goes, I'm just about anywhere you can download music, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, you know, all of that stuff. Just search the name. I'm out there. You can find me.
Cool, man. Cool. Eric, thank you so much for calling in. Man, don't hang up, though. I want to talk to you off the air just for a quick minute. If you don't
right.
mind. And,
yeah, man, thank you.
Cool. That is Eric Van Zant. This is his latest song, The Devil's Neck. It is the morning show, HLE Radio, your home for Christian country music.